My brothers and sisters in Christ, we're on this 39th day since Easter, and we know that 40 is a very holy day in the, or 40 is a holy number in the sacred scriptures. And of course, tomorrow would be the 40th day, and would be traditionally the day we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. And so we have these readings where Jesus is reminding us to call upon the Holy Spirit, and what a grace and what a gift the Holy Spirit is. He said, I will ask the Father, and he'll give you another advocate to be with you always. He said that all things have been given to me. Jesus said he has all things from the Father. And what the Holy Spirit is going to do he's going to take from what is mine and declare it to you. That's the ultimate gift-giving. That's the ultimate gift-giving. We know that the Holy Spirit has those gifts for us, those gifts that we see so often mentioned at everybody's confirmation, of course, but we meditate on and we receive from the Holy Spirit. We desire those gifts. And so it's important during the days that follow the ascension that we pray for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's the original novena in the church. There's tons of novenas that are in the church, very fruitful ones. This novena was the first, the one where we do what Jesus told us to do, to ask for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so it starts with on Friday of this week and ends on the following Saturday, the day before Pentecost, to pray during those days fervently for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit so we can have those gifts that Jesus wants to give to us so that we have our hearts opened and so we can recognize Jesus and live the life that he wants us to live. So let us pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, especially as we celebrate this Sunday. We'll celebrate the Ascension as we see Jesus go to heaven. Let us pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we'll receive all of the gifts, especially the gift of Jesus himself, which we receive in the Holy Eucharist.